Hello, Beauty News family. Welcome back to Beauty News. This is the 14th of September edition. Mm-hmm. And if you are not familiar with what Beauty News is, if you're new around here, one, welcome. I'm Hayley and this is Kat.
Hello.
And we create Beauty News every Friday.
Yeah.
Our time.
Yeah, or Thursday,
your time.
Yeah. But this is just, we sort of reflect on all the things that have been spoken about in the last week. If you're new here, you'll be very surprised at how much makeup gets revealed every week, because these are always nearly hour-long episodes, if not longer. So
this is marathon content.
Get a cup of tea.
Yeah.
And let's get into it. So we'll start with things that we've spoken about before and need to update you guys on. And let's start with this Becca collection that we sort of weren't super impressed with.
Mm.
So the Volcano Goddess palette that we talked about, the outer packaging was beautiful, but inside less inspiring, I guess you could say. But this is actually available now on the Becca website, and we've seen a few other things along with it. So there is a highlighter.
Mm-hmm. So the highlighter is the Shimmering Skin Perfector Pressed in Gold Lava, retailing for $38. It's 24 karat gold with shimmering light pink pearl.
Yeah, so look, I would like to swatch this because gold highlighters are done to death. We've all got them. Yeah. Some people love them, some people don't. But having a pink pearl interests me.
Interesting.
I want to swatch it. So this is available. Then there's also three of their lip glosses. So these are the glow glosses. We've got Ruby Fire, which is a crimson with gold and pink pearls.
Molten Mauve,
which is a cool mauve with iridescent pearl. And we also have Metamorphic Gold, which is a soft gold with shimmering pink pearl. So that's all available. Those are $22 each. So if you wanted them, you can get them. It's not just the slightly disappointing eyeshadow palette.
From Black Moon Cosmetics, they gave us another black and white sneak peek of the inside of the new Orb of Light?
No, Black Metal.
Black Metal, that's right. Is it in the Orb of Light range?
So it's just called the Black Metal Volume 1, but it's the same design as the Orb of Light. But ironically, the Orb of Light is the matte one and this is the shimmer one. But I just don't know why they keep harping on with these black and white sneak peeks. We know it's an all shimmer palette. We know it contains 8 shades. We know what the design of the pans are. Yeah. So this is like irrelevant.
It wasn't hard for us to work it out and the rest of the beauty
just
community.
Show us the fucking thing already.
I know.
Okay, so this is something that we put on the screen a few weeks ago about Hourglass. And I thought, look, we should actually talk about it because it is important to discuss. So you'll notice that their holiday collection this year has a different logo. So it's an H with a little rabbit silhouette, which is a cute logo. And what that denotes is that every item that has that little logo is actually cruelty-free and vegan. Hourglass is a cruelty-free brand, but their holiday collection this year is also vegan. Now, they are taking a pledge that by 2020, their whole range will be vegan. So they are really trying to get into that sort of audience, that market. So if you are vegan and you only want to buy vegan cruelty-free products, Hourglass is one to check out this year. And they will also be donating 5% of their profits from the Ambient Unlocked palette. And it's going to go towards the Non-Human Rights Project. And this is the palette that's really cool that we're excited for. It's this one here on the screen. They look like they've got beautiful powders, blushes, bronzers, and a highlighter. So it's one I want to check out. And if you want to support that cause, it's a good one to check out.
It's a good one. Got a little update on Juvia's Place here. We have seen their foundation packaging, and they were essentially getting people to help name the foundation.
Yeah.
But we can see it's a 30ml tube. I reckon underneath that gold cap, there's going to be a pump.
Pump, I agree.
Yeah.
Which is good. And it's a good type of packaging. It looks tiny for 30ml, but often it's deceptive.
Yeah.
But yeah, we did see a few months ago that they had like color swatches and they were hinting at a foundation. So
I do think the name Our Foundation thing is a bit strange. They've covered up a very strategic part of the bottle, And it just makes me think...
But it's like, got text on there.
It does have text on it.
So if you actually see at the top of the, like, Name Our Foundation collection, there is text. So this is probably just a prototype, but I agree with you. I think they have a name.
Yeah.
And they are just trying to drum up...
Hype?
Not even hype. It's like a false sense of contribution.
Yeah.
We're asking the community for feedback. Yeah. And they're probably...
It's probably a name that people would suggest anyway.
It could be.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they'll just pull a random name.
Yeah.
But I do feel like that if you've gone to the effort to make this prototype, yes, they can change it. But I reckon they've named it already.
I reckon they've named it already as well. Okay, this is so great.
Oh, this is a funny one.
We've seen the Kat Von D
fetish eyeshadow palette.
God, isn't it beautiful?
It looks like stone bricks.
It looks like trash that I don't need.
It's very, very grey, very, very cool tone brown, very black. There's only a splattering of colour in here. And I think this palette annoys people for many reasons.
Yeah.
There's only a few people that are actually digging this. Now, a few people are not liking it because of Kat Von D and the fact that she's an anti-vaxxer, and a lot of people don't want to support that, including myself. A lot of people don't like the shape of it. They think it's big and bulky and hard to store. A lot of people really don't like the colours because it's very, very smoky and muted. And if you're the type of person that struggled with something like the Naked Smoky palette, this...
You're not going to like this.
No. But what annoys people possibly even more, and I'm probably in this camp as well, probably not more than the anti-vax thing, but just in general... is the names.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I haven't even looked. You haven't looked?
No, let's have a look. Let's have a look,
Hayley.
Nylon. Kink. Does that say... Deviant. Oh, I thought it said... No, I'm not even saying that.
Yep.
Blindfold, deviant, whip, suspension, rope, sex, latex, obsession, chastity, because that comes with all of those things, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Corset. Does that say Shibari?
Yeah, which I think is that rope thing.
Oh, okay.
Hang on.
We have to find out this. What am I... Wait. One thing I have learnt the hard way multiple times is never Google shit.
It's true. It's often very dangerous, but I don't think this is going to be that bad. Hang on. It's Japanese bondage.
Okay.
But it's that rope tying.
I have seen that. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's cool. Not... Yeah, so yep. there's that.
Okay, cool. Cuffs, la petite mort, submissive, rubber, fixation.
Knotty, S&M. Oh, yes.
Stiletto.
Yeah, stiletto. Mm-hmm. Dominatrix.
Bondage?
I think so. And something that I can't read. Yep. Safe word.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so... You know, we have said many times, and this is just our personal opinion, I don't like politics, religion, sex drugs
yep.
to be incorporated into makeup. Like, maybe a nod to them,
yep.
sure, overtly, is pretty tacky. The fact that this has a theme that I think a lot of Kat Von D's audience, it's inappropriate for, is not the best move.
Potentially young audience, I think.
Yes.
What we're trying to get to.
Yeah.
She's definitely got a grown-up audience.
Absolutely.
As well,
but she's got a big audience of, like, teenage fans. Yeah. And I think, you know, being like, I've got sex and rope on my eyes is a bit weird. A lot of people also have the font isn't the best, and they thought rope was rape.
I could see that coming.
Yeah, I could see that coming. Yeah. So I think there's a few things in here that's a little bit distasteful, but what I thought was more interesting was a lot of people who are actually into this scene, which is totally fine.
Yeah,
they find that this is more of a cash grab, and they think it's like,
as in you're trying to like cash in on something that we like.
Correct.
It's a part of our lives. Yeah.
Yes, and it's something that they, you know, enjoy. Yeah. And
Oh, it's like that brand that's bringing out the Wiccan kit at Sephora.
Correct. Yeah. So I think a lot of people... I think this is more for the people that think it's like, oh, that's so edgy. Isn't that fun? Whereas the people that actually resonate with this stuff...
They're like, it's not actually like that.
Don't be a sellout.
Yeah, and don't pretend that it is and make us look like...
Yeah. So I feel like this is hitting the mark for many, many people, and there's only a small percentage of people that are really digging this.
Yeah.
And I totally understand.
I respect that.
All the concerns around this. People are saying things like Shibari. It is actually not, like, it's sometimes linked with sort of fetish stuff, but at the same time, it's an art form, and you probably shouldn't learn what these things are from Googling a shade name. Like, if you don't know what it is, let the people that enjoy it and not capitalize on it. I think there's going to be a lot of these on sale after Christmas. Yeah,
I can respect where people are coming from with this. Absolutely. I already know I'm not buying this. I don't like Kat Von D. I kind of never really liked her, to be perfectly frank.
Yep.
And I always felt like her eyeshadow formula, while some are great, most are pretty overhyped for their price. So for her to go anti-vax, for me, it's like, yay!
You made my life easier.
I don't have to pretend to be tempted. No, not at all. Yeah. Easy. So I totally respect that people are put off by this.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It looks like a football.
It does. It looks like trash.
Looks like a football.
Like Kat Von D. Not this one. No.
I'm a little bit trash, but not.
No, she's not.
I get my vaccination. Thank you very much.
We have a little update on the L'Oreal Isabel Marant collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't seen all of the products, so we won't get too deep into it. But essentially, this collection will be launching online September 19th, so very soon. Followed by a worldwide launch at L'Oreal sale points on September 27th. So it's coming everywhere.
Yeah, and the Isabel Marant stores as well.
Yes. So what we have is an eyeshadow palette called Smoke. It includes a matte black, an iridescent green, blue, black duo. So two shades. The collection also includes a transparent brow mascara, a highlighting skin beautifier called Shine, and pH reactive lip gloss.
That could be used on the cheeks or the lips.
Yeah, so multi-use product. And there is also 7 Color Riche matte lipsticks.
Yeah.
And all the shades are pretty classical and wearable as well.
Yeah, so we can see them swatched. There's a couple of nudes, a couple of reds, pink, sort of pinky red, and like a berry.
Mm.
So, you know, very, very classic shades. But she did design the packaging, and the packaging I think is really cool. Like, you can see the name really bold. It's very sort of modern. I like this. It's interesting.
I'm digging the lipsticks with smile on them.
Yeah.
That's kind of, I really like that. I even like the
Anytime Glow that's called Shine. I just think it's nice.
Yeah.
But sort of the idea of this collection is sort of pairing back makeup. So you can use a bold lip with like just sort of like dewy cheeks. You can use a smoky eye with just a nude lip. So it's sort of like emphasizing one element of your makeup. And I think that's a cool look. It's a very classic idea. A lot of these, I think, I haven't seen what's in the Smoke palette or the Duo. Doesn't sound like it's for everyone, but at least something in this collection is something you can use.
Yeah, so, there's something for everyone.
Yeah. Okay, so we've seen that the Makeup Geek Pumpkin Spice eyeshadow palette has been released. This is something that we spoke about. There was a sneak peek from Trend Mood, I don't know, maybe a month ago. And it is, it's now available. So it's $35 and you get the 9 pans. So it's a pre-made palette. The thing about this is there's only 2 new shades. So Jack-O-Lantern and Dreamsicle are the 2 new shades. Everything else is ones that you can buy like individually. So what a kind of... I find funny is like if you've been following the whole drama stuff that's been going on, which we won't talk about, but at the same time, like Marlena from Makeup Geek has come out to say, like, you know, she has said that her brand isn't as popular as it used to be, and she's sort of putting a lot of the blame on influencers not pushing them. But I think the problem is that when you release things like this, that your fall release is 9 pan eyeshadow palette with 2 new shades, you're not doing it right. No one in their right mind, unless you have never bought Makeup Geek before, you look at this, are inspired. It's very few people. Most people will have, that's interested in Makeup Geek, will have a few of these.
Yeah.
You're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
If you want people to talk about your products, don't treat your customers like they're idiots.
I know. I feel the same way. I just couldn't really think of a way to get it out because all I was thinking was, Marlena, you're like shooting off at the mouth about all this shit about how it's this person's fault and this person's fault and this person did this.
But, and these people are entitled and asking for too much money and like, this is why my brand's dying.
You could be sending out, you know, samples to smaller influencers, but what are they going to do?
Yeah,
what even, are they going to do with
even
this?
Even if smaller influencers
look at these
receive
2 new shades in a 9 pan palette.
Yeah, $35 for 2 new
Come
shades.
Come on, guy. Like,
yeah.
What do you want? What do you want?
Look, if we step back and if this was all new shades, it's not a bad little palette.
Yeah,
it's
I like
nicely
the
balanced. It's got some nice wearable colors. It's got some pops of like fall colors.
Yeah.
So I don't.
I'm loving these like dark, almost purpley browns. Like, they're so
fucking
beautiful.
I dig those
beautiful.
As well. They're really
I love
pretty.
Them, and I'm kind of sad that we're going into spring because I feel like I've just sort of discovered them.
Yeah.
And I just want to wear them more and more and more. So, like, I see pretty colours in here. I see wearable colours, but also I see something that is not interesting enough to want to buy it.
For anyone to want to discuss.
No.
So that's why we're moving on.
Yes.
Okay, so we've finally seen the Natasha Denona Safari palette. This is one that was sneak peeked black and white a month ago, maybe?
Yeah, it was about... it's been a while.
It's been a while.
It kind of... Like, they did a black and white sneak peek and then everything went quiet.
It did.
Yeah.
Anyway, then what they did was they... It was a painful... They were showing 3 shades a day. What they did was they were like, we'll show 3 shades a day for 5 days, I think
Good.
It was. But
Can't
then
wait.
I think people were like, this is shit, just show us the palette. So they showed 3, 3, 4, and then all of it.
Yeah.
So, we've seen the whole palette. The palette is an all matte palette. It's limited edition and it's releasing the 14th of September. Sephora in stores, online, Beautylish, Natasha Denona. So if you wanted it, you know, you can order it.
Mm.
This is the same sort of format as the Tropic palette. So it has 15 shades.
Mm.
I look at this palette and it's funny though, because in each image it looks
different
which
I
is
know.
Confusing. So
it's worrying.
It
some
is.
Of the swatches, but we get to that.
Yeah. So if you look at some of the top shades, like it goes from like a baby pink through to what looks like bluey grays.
Mm.
If you go through the grays in some photos look green.
Yeah.
And in other photos they look blue.
Yeah.
So it's confusing.
This palette, like I would prefer to chew off my left foot than buy this palette online because I feel like at least if I'm chewing off my foot, I know what I'm getting.
A bad time.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I agree. This is one that if you were interested in, I think it's best to check it out in store because it seems like under different lighting, under the marketing photos, under phone photos, under their sort of
it's
photoshopped imagery, it all looks very different.
Yeah.
Now, I think a lot of people are going to love this and a lot of people are going to dislike this. I personally don't need this, but I also see how practical this
is. I want this one. This is the first Natasha Denona palette that I've looked at and gone, I actually want it.
Yeah.
Like, I do want this. I would check it out in store if we can. And I might actually buy this one.
Yeah.
The stock photo, I like. The sort of whatever this is, I don't like.
But it's very dark.
It's so dark. So
it's
I kind of
feel
like it's hard to tell. This third image is a little bit similar to the stock photo in the colouring. So, you know, that makes me want it. But I do feel like, one, I don't actually know what this palette is. Like, it's a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be like opening Pandora's box. But two, I think the swatches, the Natasha Denona story swatches,
mm-hmm.
they don't look legit to me.
Yeah, and she didn't... I don't think she showed actually doing the swatches. Swatching them,
yeah.
Look, I have actually watched Natasha Denona do her swatches, and she really gets into that pan. So, look, I've got faith that these are not bad mattes.
Yeah.
My question is, for the price tag, which we haven't found out what it is yet, it's going to be similar to the Tropic palette, which is like 100 and something bucks.
Yeah, and your firstborn child, don't forget.
Yeah, so it's very expensive. I'm just questioning if the quality of these mattes are worth the money because I don't think they are. However, I do have to say, if you look at the swatches here, which are done by a marketing team, have been touched up, are like the perfect of perfect swatches. This is not what the palette's going to apply and look like. What I really love about this is the versatility in this palette.
Yeah.
You've got a neutral cream. You've got some really cool tone colors.
Yeah, navy blue, weird steely blue, and it's almost like a pale gray blue.
Yeah, and then almost like an blue. Army so green.
So strange, yeah.
Yeah, then you've got your more sort of yellow tone cream.
Yep.
You've got into a nice warm brown, a nice peach, a nice like burgundy brown, like a wine brown, a red, pink, peach, another like burgundy purple, potentially...
I think it's a black.
A black or a... It looks like it's more of a really, really, really deep brownie purple.
Could be.
And then a tan. Now, if you're a makeup artist or you love using a wide variety of colors, this is a palette that you need to complement your whole collection.
Yeah.
This is like the makeup artist's matte palette. So I think that...
Oh my God, it was made for me. Okay, sold.
Sold. I sold you on it. Sorry.
You did.
But like for me as a personal, someone that just does my makeup,
I don't feel like you need it. Yeah.
But I see the versatility and why a lot of people would want this. I think it's definitely more of a makeup artist product or a very serious... I use everything from greys and blues and greens to pinks to everything.
Yeah.
Very, very practical. I would, however, I would have liked this to be permanent and that you can buy refills. Because if it is a makeup artist brand, you will want to top up colours.
I do sometimes question that about Natasha Denona, just in general. Like,
you can depot them.
Yeah.
But you can't then buy the refills, which doesn't make much sense.
And the palettes are actually quite nice and compact.
Yeah.
So you would think that you would be able to, you know,
refill the shades. Yeah, because also she claims, like, she's a makeup artist and that's sort of where she's coming from. So make it a little bit more easier. But this reminds me a little bit of the Lunatic Labs cosmetics.
Oh, okay. Yep, yep.
You know how they have those face palettes with like the greys?
The really interesting.
Yeah. It sort of reminds me of an eyeshadow palette version of that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I like it. I didn't think I'd like it. When I heard it was Safari palette, I was like, I don't need it. But I do. I kind of like it.
Okay, update on the Saucebox Secret Garden palette.
Mm-hmm.
It should be up for pre-sale already. So if you want it, you can go pre-order it. And I think it's shipping later in October. But we've seen the shades. Mm-hmm. Now there's 7 mattes and 1, what they like to call, magical shadow topper glimmer, which is a shimmer. It's just like a translucent sort of shimmer. These colors are very pretty.
Yeah, they're interesting. It's like brown, that burnt color, orange, blue, the topper, and then you've got like a berry purple, a nudie peach, and a lavender.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I would have preferred, just personally, to not have the topper color in there
and have
another really beautiful, like a navy, like a really well done navy blue or something.
Yeah.
Because what interests me here is the mattes.
Yeah. Not the one shimmer.
If I wanted a shimmer, I can reach for another palette. I feel like, but I like this color story. I think it's fun. We're going into spring. We're in spring. We're going into summer later. So I feel like this is really pretty for our weather.
Yeah.
I think it's a nice palette. If you want it, there you go. You can pre-order it.
All right. We have a little update from Solar Look. We did mention that we had a little insider information that they were going to do a Beverly Hills 90210 collection. And
we've seen the sticker.
So this is, look, every time you order a palette or a product from Solar Look, they typically have some like little additions that will come with your order. So the Pink Lady palette had a sticker and a patch that you would put on like a pair of jeans or a jacket or something like that.
Yeah.
And this palette is going to have this sticker.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Tori.
I know, glam as fuck.
Yeah.
Go, you good thing. So, yeah, if you're interested in 90210, the old school one, the cool one.
The cool one.
Yeah, keep an eye out for Solar Look because they've got a palette coming soon.
Excellent. All right, let's move on to new stuff. We're going to go all the way back to B for Becca. So Becca has collaborated with, please God, let me get this right, Hatice Schmidt. I think that's correct. And they have created a new highlighter. It's called Berlin Girl Glow. So this is releasing on the 17th of September in stores and online at Douglas Cosmetics. Now, this is sort of like a nude highlighter with a cool pinky glow to it.
It almost looks like it's got a blue. So to me, so this video was in German, so we didn't grasp what she's saying.
Yes.
But to me, it looks like it's a pinky nude base with a soft, like a very muted, cool toned bluey silver shift, like a duochrome.
Yeah.
It looks pretty.
It's fucking gorgeous.
I kind of
want I want it too. I absolutely, like, I think this might be like the first Becca highlighter where I've looked at it and gone,
Yeah, because we bought, you know how I had those color shifting ones? What were they called?
The something shifts geode.
So I think that this kind of vibe is similar to those light chaser highlighters where they had a base color like opal or something that was quite typical. And then it had a color shift. To, you know, a color. And I feel like that this is a similar concept, but a lot more muted and a lot more wearable.
Yeah.
And I think it does have like a gray blue shift because the packaging shows it's goes pink to that gray.
Yeah.
And I think it's really pretty concept. I think this is probably the nicest way you can wear a blue or frosty highlighter
without it looking ridiculous.
Yeah. So this is very similar to the last one they did, which was Parisian Lights, but that one was more pink shifting gold, whereas I think this is nude shifting bluey color, and I want it.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't look blue on her face.
No, it's but I think that's the cool, benefit of it.
Yeah, it's got like a cool silvery sort of glow to it. I think it's fucking stunning. From what I can gather, there's been no information that this is coming globally, though. So, I don't know. I don't know if we'll have access to
it. I'm going
to
hunt you down. I'm going to find you.
So pretty. And I watched her video. Couldn't understand a word she was saying, except a few things. But she started to get a bit teary when she was talking about it. And it's actually making me a bit teary now. I don't know what it was. It was like you could just feel that because she was so happy and so emotional, I was like, stop, girl, stop.
But that's the collabs that I like where people have really put their heart and soul into something.
Yeah, it did. It felt authentic.
And I feel like this is a type of highlighter that I would like to create because I feel like there is a beauty to those color shifting highlighters, but when people do them so extreme, they're really hard to use.
Yeah.
Whereas if you have like a nude base or something that's a lot more, that anchors it a lot more and you just have a slight shift, this looks like a gorgeous, just wet glow.
It does. And it looks beautiful.
I can tell that she's put in effort. She's invested her sort of soul and heart and I think she's done a great job. Okay, Charlotte Tilbury have launched some new products. This is inspired by the Pillow Talk lipstick and lip liner. So it's a very, very popular shade of lipstick, probably the most popular in a range.
I think so, yeah.
It's like a pinky nude and it's got a matching, you know, lip liner. And they have released as an online exclusive the luxury palette in Pillow Talk. So it's the quad and it's got shades that are sort of inspired by the lipstick. So you've got sort of like a soft pinky champagne kind of color. No, cream. Soft pinky shimmery cream. You've got that sort of pinky nude matte. You've got like a rose gold shimmer and like a soft brown. You've also got a cheek to cheek blush in Pillow Talk, which is once again, it sort of mirrors that pinky nude color. And you can buy this is in Australian dollars, so don't be too scared.
Don't shit your pants.
The Charlotte Tilbury website does ship internationally, but depending on where you live, you'll see different currencies.
So
it's Australian $80 for the palette, $60 for the blush, or you can buy the pack, which has the quad, the blush, the lipstick and lip liner for $224, but you get free delivery.
Hooray. I'm so glad.
Yeah. Yay. So these are very pretty colors, and I think this is very classic, and it's, I like the idea of this like monotoned makeup look. And if you are going to do it, I feel like this is a good shade that a lot of people can wear. But yeah,
I actually like the palette. Like this is
something, I think it's a nice palette as well.
The $224 price tag, not going to lie, it turns me off. But that little pack, like that's something I would be like really happy to have.
Yeah, I agree.
Like the lipstick is wearable, the lip liner, wearable, blush, eyeshadow wearable. Pen, wearable. Like it's all just wearable.
And the great thing
I love easy to wear makeup.
So do I.
Yeah.
And also the easy thing is if you were going traveling and you wanted to just, you go, I've got my foundation, my powder, mascara,
and I just
liner,
need a basic quad.
Just grab them.
And I always travel with a basic eyeshadow thing because I don't want to be like, I need to blend this navy blue in for 5 minutes.
I need to think about what I'm going to construct.
Well.
Yeah, something simple and basic.
I don't fucking care. Some days it's just like quick, put a little bit of something dark and matte in the crease so I don't look like I'm one color.
Yeah, so I like it. Once again, if it wasn't for the price, I would totally look at buying this. I think the blush is beautiful. I've never used her products and I'm keen to try them. All right, we've also got some new products from Ciate. Mm-hmm. We've got the Astro Lights eyeshadow palettes. So there's two of them and they're available now on the Ciate London website. So they're $35 each. There is a pink toned eyeshadow palette in Jeweled and there's also a like rust toned one called Burnt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is sort of an interesting concept. You've got four shades of shimmer, four shades of matte, and then you have a sort of topper transformer color in the middle. And they're sort of like duochrome, and depending on what you sort of put it on, it changes color a little bit. We've got an example here of the Jeweled one. You can probably see that, I reckon the brow bone is the transformer.
Yeah.
And then you've also got the Burnt palette, and you can see it's almost like shifts green.
Mm-hmm.
Very pretty. Look, this is something that, once again, if I was going traveling, these are pretty much one and done palettes. I like the inclusion of the berries in the Jeweled one. I like the inclusion of the rusts in the Burnt one and the peach. But for every day, I don't personally need them, but I respect why people might be interested in
these. I want them both.
I reckon they're pretty. I want to swatch them.
I think they're so pretty.
I want to swatch them.
I love the packaging. I quite like the colours. I want them both.
Yeah, for me, like, I love warm bronzers, and I think that bottom one's gorgeous. But then when it comes to the cooler months, I love the berries, like the matte berries and the wines. I think they're cool. Like, I don't need them.
Yeah.
And in Australia, these are probably like $55 each.
I don't need them.
I don't need them, but I want them. Like, when it comes to Ciate, they've got some great makeup products.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they've got some misses.
Yeah.
So I feel like
it's a bit risky.
It's not as if they've got one formula of eyeshadows that they carry throughout every palette.
Yeah.
And a few people commented on Instagram saying, what are their palettes like? And it's like, well, you're going to actually have to test these specifically because each release varies. So if these were phenomenal, I'd buy them.
Yeah.
If they aren't great, I'll skip them.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's fair.
But it's definitely something I'm keeping my eye out
for. Yes. I'll be swatching them at Mecca.
Definitely.
Yeah. From ColourPop, we have some stuff.
We do.
Oh, okay. So this is the fall edit, and it should be out, released on the 13th of September. So
we're
it's probably now.
It's happening now.
It's happening now. So it looks like what we have here is a 12-pan palette with leopard print and colours.
I feel like this colour theme is very current.
It is, yeah.
It's got the pops of yellow and it's got the pops of purple. Mm-hmm. That's very...
And there's a green.
That's very right now. I think
that might be a green down there. I don't
think... It's like a murky green. But yeah, it's very, very right now. Yeah. I think they've done a good job with that. It's called Good Sport.
Mm-hmm.
They've also got a highlighter quad called Crush on You. I just think of Aaron Carter.
Oh, I've got a crush.
No, it doesn't go like that. It goes, how did you know?
Oh, that's right.
You found out I'm going to crush on you.
Yeah.
We've also got, sorry about that, guys. We also got 5 supernova shadows and what looks like 6 Luxe lipsticks.
Yeah, those supernova shadows look like the first ones they released.
They do indeed. So... That's a thing. We've also got a back-to-school collection that's already launched, and you've got just packs. So you've got 6 Super Shock Shadows. These are all new shades. We've got 3 lip packs, one metallic, one sort of matte nudes and sort of reds, and then we have one sort of extra attention, which is a like bright orange, bright red, blue, and grey. Now, personally, when I was at school...
Oh, mate, you would have been I would have been home.
Told off for wearing these, but maybe not in ColourPop school.
Maybe not. Who maybe knows? Maybe not.
There's also the lippy stick pack. There's, 6 of them, which is a great... These are great deals. If you want to buy things, these are great ways
to buy them. I want them to do another one of those Super Shock Shadow books, but with more of those fucking amazing sparkly those shades. Those duochrome shades.
Yeah, like the Christmas
My God, one. Bring it back.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. We've also got another collection.
Oh, good.
This is round 2 with makeup by Shayla.
Yeah.
So we've seen that there's a graffiti makeup bag. There is a Drippin' Ultra Glossy Lip. There's Season 10 Ultra Matte Liquid Lipstick. There's a Shea Day Ultra Matte Liquid Lipstick as well. So those are... The makeup bag's $12. The lip products individually are $6. You can buy the lip products in a bundle for $16 or the lip bundle and makeup bag for $25. It's already available. Probably sold out. Oops.
Soz.
But you can see the colours there. So,
hey, if you are a mega fan of Shayla,
you would have known about this.
You would have bought it. It's not a problem.
Yeah, that's true.
Not a problem. Essence has increased the shade range of the Soft Touch Mousse Foundation and the Mattifying Compact Powder. So each range now has 11 shades. You will be able to see them on the screen.
We've seen a new cleanser from Glam Glow. This is the Tropical Cleanse. And it is pretty much, it's powered by superfruits, pomegranate seed scrub, papaya and pineapple enzymes. It's pretty much like a exfoliating cleanser.
Yeah.
The fruit enzymes sort of exfoliate the skin, and then you've also got the pomegranate seeds to manually exfoliate the skin. It is what it is.
Is it crushed pomegranate seed? I'd hope so, because they're not very scrubby.
So that's $34 on Glam Glow and at Sephora. And it's also got like clay, purple clay and tea oxy, which is tea, green tea leaf for radiant skin.
Glossier.
Yes.
They have a thing called the Zit Stick. So this is a breakout eraser pen.
It is. It's $14, which is pretty well priced. But what is interesting about this is it's supposed to be, you know how like a lot of spot treatments, you put it on at night and you can't really wear it with makeup and stuff because it's like generally a pink product. This is for like on the go. So it's clear. So it's got 5% benzoyl peroxide. It's got...
Caprolol salicylic acid. I know it's got salicylic acid in it.
Yeah, and tea tree. Yeah. So it's supposed to sort of kill the germs, bacteria. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's designed to, on the go. So it's translucent and it's supposed to be a high-speed formula that has results in 3 hours. We'll see.
Somebody test that out.
Yes, please.
We don't have spots, so we can't.
Oh, we're perfect. No, we actually don't have access to Glossier. That's our problem. No, we don't.
Yeah,
that's our biggest issue. Oh, this is big news. Huda Beauty.
Huda.
Huda Beauty. So Huda Beauty has shown 5 new palettes that they're releasing. So these are the Precious Stone eyeshadow palettes. So they're the 9 pan eyeshadow palettes that we've seen from them time and time again. And there are 5 new sort of shades in it. And you can see also on the packaging that there's like a gemstone, which looks cool. But there's Sapphire, which is all about blues. There's Amethyst, which is purples and pinks. Ruby, which is red and pinks. Topaz, which is golden, like shades and oranges. And Emerald, which is greens. So it looks cool. A lot of people are excited. I think this is a great way to inject some color.
Mm.
The thing that stands out to me, like dog's balls,
mm.
the lime green in the blue.
I know. It actually really upsets me. Like it hurts my feelings and I don't like it.
Even in these swatches, the thing that stands out to me
is that the stripe of
lime green.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's not in the green palette.
I don't know.
It's weird.
I don't like it.
I think if they put one odd shade with all the other palettes, like fine. If they put like a army green in the... with the oranges or a yellow in the purples.
Like a complementary shade or a contrasting shade even to like really do some crazy shit. Yeah,
I totally get that.
Yeah.
And I like the lime. Mm. It just stands out as being weird.
It does.
But these will be $27 each and releasing on the 17th on the Huda website and 21st globally. So I know a lot of people are interested. I think they're fun ways to inject color into a collection without it being too expensive.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of people don't like Huda and...
I like looking at them and I want them all so I can use them once and then they can sit in my collection and gather dust.
I like key colours in here. Yeah. I like the mint in the green palette. I even like the grey sort of colour. I like the sort of mustardy yellow in the orange palette. But I don't actually want them all.
No.
I want like one from each palette.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's me.
But if you're looking for like an all blue, all green, pink, yellow, or orange,
all blue with a lime,
then
they're coming for you.
Yes, Jeffree Star, he has new makeup bags.
We forgot to talk about them last week. Whoopsie-daisies,
they're out. If you want them,
4 new shades. They look very American flag, but
yes,
people love them. So there you go. Okay, Kat Von D, we've seen something new from her. New but not exciting. Sorry, it's a thing. So
it's Kat Von D.
So this is currently available for their pro members, but is launching to everyone else on the 14th of September. So tomorrow, pretty much. So this is just a customizable like magnetic palette. So if you pop out the pans, you can put it in. It doesn't look like it holds much.
No.
And
you know what I fucking hate about it?
Shape.
The goddamn shape and the corners being like...
Yeah.
I really need my magnetic palettes to be designed in a size and a shape where traditional pan sizes just fit properly. You might need to do a little Jenga or a little Tetris, but you can get them in there.
Yeah.
And I can't... when I see that one... go in the corner, I'm just like...
It's so much wasted space. But I think also what annoys me is if she's going to make pro palettes designed for her eyeshadows and her products, they should fit, like, you should be able to depot a whole palette of hers and line them up perfectly without too much wasted space.
Yeah.
But she has compromised that for the design. It's all
just like...
Mm. Yeah. It's like, yeah, it's, she's compromised... the practical nature of what this is supposed to be for the design, and I'm not down for it. So, but if you wanted that, if you really are loving Kat Von D,
Kat Von D,
there you go.
Kenzo, this is kind of ridiculous, but cool.
Yeah,
I think I like it. This is an eyeshadow palette, and it's inspired by the Kenzo World fragrance. So, what do we have? A 6-pan palette. They're all shimmers.
8-pan palette.
Sorry, 8-pan palette, because I can count. All shimmers, but they look like eyes.
Yeah, I think it's interesting.
It's kind of different, and I like it.
So, this is releasing in October. And it's just... I think it's a weird concept, but I think a lot of people are going to like it. And the perfume itself... We'll put a photo on the screen... It is a weird-looking perfume.
It's weird.
If that's your thing, you're going to love this.
Yeah. Yeah, it's different, and I don't hate it.
Okay, KKW have announced that there's a new collection releasing on the 14th, so tomorrow-ish, your time, whatever. And this is the Cherry Blossom collection. So it contains a new 10-pan eyeshadow palette. It is very reminiscent of many palettes we've seen in the past. Their classic palette or classical palette looks very much like this, a little bit warmer. A lot of people comparing it to things like more recent ColourPop palettes. Yeah. This is nothing new.
I heard someone, Laura Lee.
Yeah. It's like, it is a standard.
It's a nude palette.
It's a nude palette with sort of neutral and cooler tone colours. So more purpley colours, more, leaning towards that kind of side rather than like berries, rather than oranges. Anyway, it is what it is. There's also three blushes, which are the first blushes they've released. Mm-hmm. So there's three of those. There's 8 pink and berry hued lipsticks in their, you know, cream formula, and 3 lip liners to go with that. So the palette will be $45. The blushes are $18 each. The lipsticks are $18 each, and the lip liner is $12 each. Or you can buy it in a mega pack for $260, which is a saving of $19.
Does anyone else yawn when they get stressed?
Or just bored at this release? Yeah. Look, I think the colour palette of this is really flattering and wearable.
Yes, so do I.
Similar to how we were talking about the Charlotte Tilbury one. Yeah. It's nothing new and exciting, but it's very, very wearable.
Yeah.
Way too overpriced.
Oh, I agree. No, I 100%
agree. And you only save $19 buying the whole pack. That's crazy.
Yeah, I just... I can't get behind this Kardashian and Jenner makeup thing.
Can I also say that this marketing photo, it looks like
you don't have to take your clothes off every single time, Kim.
That's true, but it also looks like it's a joke. This looks like it's a send-up of, like, a makeup.
I know.
It looks like this is a comedian doing
it. It's like...
I can't take her face seriously. Yeah.
It's almost like mocking.
It is. It's like it's mocking an ad. Like, it's like, oh, let's do a send-up of an ad.
Oh, God. I want people to stop trying to sell me makeup with their body.
It's true. Okay, we have seen the KL Polish Fall Collection. As of when we're recording this, we don't have a release date and, like, the prices, but it should be coming out soon. When they do sneak peek this, it's usually, like, the next week it's out, so it should be out very soon. And they do sell them individually and then, like, a set. The set usually sells out. So, you know, keep that in mind. She did sneak peek the shades, black and white, like she normally does, and then one a day she revealed them. Now, we were very lucky that we are filming on a day that the last one was announced, so we can talk about every single shade.
Thank God.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the first shade we saw was Peanut Butter, which is a warm yellow with a brown undertone, and it looks
like baby poo.
It looks like peanut butter.
It does.
Yeah. Look, you've had a bad day if that's what's coming out of you. But anyway, it's a colour that I think is quite unique and a lot of people will probably dig because it's sort of wearable but different.
I actually don't know how to pronounce it. It's like...
Yasma. It's a bad lady in a Disney cartoon.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Okay. But I haven't watched it, so I don't know. All right. But it's a deep metallic purple with black undertones, so you can see that it's going to look just like a deep purple on the nails. Then we have Cafe Disco, which is a taupe with silver micro glitter, and Jane, which is a muted magenta. So these are very muted, very full toned. You can imagine wearing cozy sweaters. The sort of imagery that she's got going on is very grungy. She's going very 90s grunge. She sort of picks different eras when she does these.
Yeah.
And then the last two that have been revealed, it's 1435, which is a muted navy, and Medusa, which is a duochrome metallic green with a gold shift. The one that I'm interested in out of this whole collection is the blue. Every other one I've seen before. A little bit boring. Might look interesting in the photos or in the bottle, but if you've actually used them, They're not that exciting. These sort of duochrome ones can be cool, but it's just going to look like a sort of old gold shimmer or metallic because the colour shift that you see in the bottle is never what you see on the nail.
No, it never turns out quite that good, which is a shame.
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of people are going to love this, and if you're feeling it, cool.
Absolutely,
But they did stop doing international shipping.
Yes, so they did.
You can only get it if you're in the US.
Mm, yeah. Oh, Kylie Cosmetics. She is releasing individual eyeshadows.
Has released.
They're out.
Yes, good. They are.
Great. Can't wait to get them all.
Or not. So the thing about this that kind of frustrates me, firstly, I don't mind that these are all from past palettes.
Yeah.
If you are a huge Kylie fan and you've got all her palettes, you don't need these because these are from either existing palettes that are permanent, so like her favorites out of the permanent palettes, or they are like limited edition, like Christmas palettes and whatnot, and she's just taken some of her favorite shades and made them individuals. Now, she's also released a magnetic palette, so you can buy and put it in the palette. I feel like this is... It's funny, because these are $7 each, which if you buy one, not bad.
Yeah.
If you buy 28 of them, it's a bad deal, and you may as well have just bought the palettes.
Yeah, not a smart move.
Very, very expensive. And I quite like the idea of a customizable palette, but what I think the thing that gets me about this is it is a magnetic palette that fits 28 shades, and she only released 28 shades. So even if you did want to spend, wait, I'll calculate it, 7 times 28, even if you did want to spend $196 on the eyeshadows alone, then the palette on top of that, so you're paying a bit of money. If you did want to do that, you can't even customize it because that's the amount of shades are available are exactly what fits in the palette.
And if she releases more shades, you better be ready to buy a new palette.
Yeah, and it'll be another 28, so you can just buy them all. I think if this was a smaller palette, like maybe a 9-pan magnetic palette, so you can actually customize your own 9-pan thing, for me as a consumer, it makes more sense.
I think the smart thing to do here, if you're a fan of Kylie, is buy her magnetic palette and then buy ColourPop singles and fill it that way.
Or MAC or...
Yeah.
Anything else. But yeah, I know that there are a few people that wanted shades like Blizzard, which was from their holiday collection, so...
Yeah, I think there are some definitely some pretty shades in there, but it's... Yeah.
Pick the unique things that you're interested in and then fill up the rest with cheaper eyeshadows.
Yeah. From Laura Mercier, we have a new face illuminator. Now, this is a limited edition piece. So, this is called Inspiration, and it is their annual September release to support ovarian cancer-related issues. But I believe that they have set up their own fund.
Mm-hmm.
And 100% of the proceeds from the purchase of this particular highlighter go towards that fund. I don't know anything about the fund, so I can't really comment on it.
This color is really pretty.
It's beautiful.
It's like a, I would say more like a shimmery blush highlighter in one.
Yeah.
I quite like these products that have that blush undertone. So if you just sweep it on your cheeks, and sort of on your face, you get that glow, but you also get the blush.
Yes.
I think this is a really pretty color. It's nude, rosy color.
Yeah.
I like it. All right. We've seen that Lime Crime is now in Ulta stores. So 450 Ulta stores, but it is a limited assortment of products. So, if you wanted to check out which Ulta stores stock them, you can go to the Lime Crime website and check under the stores tab to see the locations.
Excellent.
Morphe have just shown a new palette. Surprise, surprise.
Mm.
It's not all brown. It is actually... I know.
Fuck.
And once again, this is similar to the fall ColourPop one we were just talking about before. This is bang on trend. You've got the yellows, you've got the sort of murky greeny yellows, you've got some purples, you've got some oranges, and then you have colours that sort of work around it. I don't hate this.
I don't hate it.
I'm not going to buy it, but I don't
hate it.
So it's the 35M Boss Mood, launching on the 18th of September. So if you wanted it, there you go.
Cool.
There was also an e.l.f. palette that I think we forgot about that we should probably talk about right now.
Oh.
All right. So what reminded me is the purple and the yellow.
They look the same.
So this is the Opposites Attract palette that is currently available at elfcosmetics.com. And a few people in the comments were like, I don't get the opposites. I see white and black. Where's the rest? And I'm like, yellow and purple.
Mm.
You know, like they've got... Yeah. There's like half warm toned, yes, which has peaches, yellows, rosy golds, and then you have half smoky,
cool tone,
yeah, like a deep sort of teal, dark browns, grays.
You know what I like about this palette?
Mm-hmm.
So many people have done half cool, half warm, and it's just like gray and brown, and this is different. Yeah. This is different. It's done differently, and I like it.
I like it too. Like it's. I think this is definitely something that you can see that there are colors that are cool and warm that definitely complement each other, and you can wear them mixed. But then at the same time, if you want a summery side, you can create a whole look or multiple looks using one side. If you want a more sort of smoky going out winter sort of vampy one, you can use the second half. This is only, I think, $14. So,
$40 in Australia.
Yeah, $14 in the US, but you know, $40 in Australia probably.
Yeah.
But I don't mind this. I think if it's good quality, it's going to sell well.
Yeah. We have a little announcement about Sana's new makeup brand. So this, look, all we see at this point is a lip liner and a liquid lipstick.
In a sort of brownie nude.
Nude shade, yep, very wearable, pretty colour. So I suppose when we know more, we'll give you more. Yeah.
So we're going to have to update you on this release because as we're filming, this should be revealed tomorrow.
Yeah.
And depending on time zones, this might not get edited in time to include it. So we'll probably update you next week.
Yep.
Sugarpeel have released two new lipsticks. So they're the Pretty Poison lipsticks, but these are like sparkle versions.
Yeah.
So they're rich in pigment, intense sparkle, a lush texture. So they're already available when you're watching this, but there's two shades. There's Petrol. So Petrol is a blue-based red with pink and gold sparkle, and Obscura is a deep berry with pink, violet, and blue sparkle. So there's two shades. They do have two sort of collections of lipsticks, one sort of darker, vampier one, and then one brighter. And you can see with the packaging that there's one for each range.
Cool. And these are out. Yes. $18 each.
Correct.
From Suva Beauty, we have the new Moisture Matte Liquid Lipsticks. So there's six shades in the range. We've got Awakening, Dreamer, Abstract Thoughts, Imagination, The Unconscious, and Strange. And it looks like, is that a shimmer? No, not really.
No.
It's just got a bit of a sheen to it. But essentially these are supposed to be matte liquid lipsticks that are also hydrating and won't dry out your lips.
I'm hoping
too.
He is hoping.
Yes.
This $18 each, or you can get all six. If you buy all six, you get a free holographic makeup bag.
Yes.
So there's that.
Excellent.
All right. Tom Ford.
Stop it.
They are releasing in November a new fragrance, limited edition, called Lost Cherry. A lot of people hate the name. Other people don't care.
I love it.
If you were looking too deep into names and you want to get a bit sinister. Well, not even sinister.
But
you could lose your cherry at 35.
You
Let's
could.
Let's be real.
40-year-old anyway. Virgin?
Yeah.
That's
whatever.
Apparently a thing.
It's up to you. But I like the deep kind of cherry look to it.
I like it,
Have you read the notes?
No. Read them to me.
The notes are black cherry, cherry liqueur, bitter almond, Turkish rose, jasmine, tonka bean, sandalwood, vetiver, and cedar, I think, is all of them. Fucking expensive, though.
Oh, how much?
Brace yourself. The little 50ml one, $350 US, and it's currently available for pre-order. The small one ships in October. The larger one ships in November. Guess the price of the 250
one. Okay, 250 mil. The small one was
$350. $815. Why are you doing this to me, Tom Ford?
Was it Tom Ford who had the fragrance that was called like... it was
fucking
like
fabulous.
Fucking fabulous. Yeah.
Well, and that sold out super quick.
I wish I'd got that. I wish I'd just fucking bought it. I want one of these.
I know. I want to smell it first, but then you can't even do that because it's going to sell out. It's fucked.
I'm torn. I'm not torn. I am definitely torn. It's too expensive, but I really want, like, even just a small one. If it was like $100, like $100, I'd be like, fuck it. Just get it.
Treat yourself for Christmas. But $350, that's like $500 Australian for 50 mils. Shit. Can you imagine spending every time you use it, which might be 1 mil, $10? Yeah, nah. That will go off before I'm even, like, got the guts to use it properly.
I know. Oh, it's really rich. It's really, really rich. But I want it. Stop it, Tom Ford. How dare you?
Yeah.
I'm offended.
All right. Speaking of cherry, Urban Decay, this is actually an update. We forgot to talk about an update, so sorry.
Let's do it.
The Naked Cherry palette. So we talked about this last week. And we were saying it's really boring, it's really bland, etc., etc. I do have to say that one thing we didn't mention, which we do believe but forgot to mention, there's no cherry inspiration here.
No, there's not.
If there was like black cherry, really rich cherry colours, fuck it. Imagine a beautiful cherry red shimmer. Oh, and like a black cherry matte. Yeah.
Because I don't know about you guys, but in Australia, we've got like white cherries that are actually white.
Yeah.
We've got black cherries where you bite them open and like the juice will like stain you. It's blood, like dark, dark red. And then we've got red cherries with different colored insides where they can be like bright red on the outside and then you cut it open and it's white on the inside or bright red like the skin on the outside. So... for us, cherries can be so much.
Yeah.
But
this is not. But it is going to be a collection. So they're going to have 3 lipsticks with it, a limited edition packaging all-nighter setting spray.
Can you tell me the story about how that setting spray smells? Does it smell like cherry?
If it does, I might be interested. But probably not. I'm going to say probably
that's
not.
What's getting me.
It probably won't.
Because I was like, look, if you're just bringing out an Urban Decay setting spray with cherries different on packaging. The packaging, I don't even know what you're doing. Like,
It's a waste L'Oreal, opportunity.
L'Oreal owns Urban Decay now. They do. Like, I really like Urban Decay. I used to like Urban Decay a lot. But I really like
some of their products and really don't like other products.
Yeah. Well, see, I feel like they've gotten worse since L'Oreal bought them. So that's...
I agree. Yeah. Completely. But they've also got the 24/7 liners, one shimmery black, one shimmery purpley color. And there's going to be one of those face palettes. So then it'll be like Naked Cherry face something where they've got like a highlighter, blush highlighter. Look, it is...
Not having it. No,
it's
thanks.
A wasted opportunity.
It is.
A completely wasted opportunity. The packaging looks rad, but that's the only thing that looks good.
Yeah, I'm not into it.
No.
But let's get into holiday releases.
Yes.
And something that I am interested in. Shantikai, we have a Christmas palette. It's a trio of duochrome shades. And there's one has a turtle on it, one has a butterfly, and one has a lion. And it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Now, usually when Shantikai creates eyeshadows or face powders with these sort of imprints on them, a portion of the proceeds goes to a fund.
A cause that's related to it.
Yes, to the particular animal. So you would probably find that, a couple of different charities are being donated to based off the purchases of these products.
Yes.
We have a small update on the MAC holiday items. we've basically seen a little bit more. So
these look like the individual items that will be released.
Yes,
there's going to be more packs.
Yeah, there's going to be heaps more. So the individual items that we're seeing are two extra dimension skin finishes. These are going to retail for $35 each. By the way, prices are US at this point. So we've got Snow Flash and Oh Darling.
Yeah, so Oh Darling, we have seen time and time again. It's a gold one.
It is, yep.
It was released, I think it was 3 years ago, in the packaging, the Christmas release that had the shimmery blue and the stripes.
Yeah.
So that was a while ago, and then they brought it out permanently. So it's not super exciting.
I'm going to be buying Snow Flash, though. I feel like I need to get one of these.
I feel like it's gorgeous. And I
feel like I'm not missing out.
But the pinky gold...
I've got a lot of pinky gold going on, but I love it.
I like it on my face.
I know. Give it to me on my body. Get ready for your body and my body.
Correct. Yeah. Our body.
Our bodies.
Yes.
There are 5 lipsticks. These are $19.50 each. The next thing that really, like, are the Shiny Pretty Thing eyeshadows. We've got 5 of them, and they're $21 each. The shades are Make-A-Wish, P for Pink, Just Chillin', Major Win, and Joy 2.
These look very much like they're inspired by Stylishly Merry, which was the last year's one that sold out. It was so hard to get. And it's pretty much like a micro glitter that's pressed and it's duochrome.
Mm-hmm.
These look like, from these marketing images, that's what... They've taken that concept and extended it out to 5 new shades.
These will be like $40 in Australia each, and I promise buy all of them.
No, I don't want the silver, but I want the others.
Well, I want to know if like the silver is a duochrome as well. Like I'm going to be there.
It's holographic.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there to check all this shit out, swatch it. I'll be ready for my body. Don't you worry. Then we have 5 lip glasses. These are $18.50 each.
And they all look sparkly.
They do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not for me, but...
Maybe for you.
Maybe for you. And then we've got 4 dazzle liners. These are $22 each. And if the silver... okay, wait. Deep breath. If the silver one is hollow, we'll buy. And the one next to it...
Yeah, it looks like it's stylishly hairy.
I know. I feel like... Look, I feel like MAC... kind of hate me, but love me as well. They're like, here, bitch.
We'll see.
You just shut your face. Here's all the Stylishly Merry. Shut up and leave us alone.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah.
All right, more holiday stuff. We'll go to NARS. Mm-hmm. We've seen a bunch of stuff. This is the Uncensored Advent Calendar. So, oh my God. So there's 24 mini and full-size products inside, releasing early October. This is rad. I want it. I'm interested. I'm down for it. We've also seen a bunch of palettes. 2 eyeshadow palettes and what looks like 4 face palettes.
Mm.
We've got the Heartbreaker Cheek Palette, which has matte and shimmer blushes.
Mm-hmm.
It's got Orgasm, Grown, Luster, Grown. I've got that, but it's a beautiful blush. Scandal eyeshadow palette. So these are new matte and shimmer shades. The Orgasm Infatuation palette, which has Laguna Bronzer, Yawn, Orgasm Blush, Yawn, but Orgasm Highlight. Piques my interest, but there's no way I'm buying it. I'm just watching it in store.
Yeah.
The Provocateur eyeshadow palette, so 6 new limited edition shades.
Mm-hmm.
So that one looks like it's more the rusty, the rusty red and the purples rather than the blues.
Yeah.
And then there's the Hot Tryst Cheek palette, which is the one that's got the blushes and the highlighters with the cool pans. That is going to be the one that everyone is interested in.
Yeah.
Trust me. Then there's a High Voltage highlighter palette that's got... the shades are 1977, Fort de France, which we've seen before, and Queen, which is a rosy copper colour. So they're the palettes that are coming out. Not all of them, Hayley.
I know.
Just 2.
You know what gets me, though? I'm like, all right, so they've got this sort of grey, silver, like dark silvery packaging. Yeah. So I'll get one of them. Thanks.
And you want one of the red, one of the rose gold, one of the silver.
But then they're like...
Yeah, you want one of each. I see.
But then when you've got like one of each colour, there's only 2 palettes left and you're like, well, I may as well finish my collection.
No, you're nuts.
I'm not doing it.
Can't afford it.
The pinky one with the Laguna Orgasm and Orgasm highlighter, I'm not buying it. I'm not doing it. I'm not encouraging them anymore. Yeah. I am dead set sick to fucking death of seeing fucking orgasm.
Yeah.
Like, Laguna is a good product, and I go through a lot of bronzer, but I can understand that that irks other people as well. But just do something different. Yeah.
We were talking about this before, and we were saying that if you want orgasm, you've had, like, 20 50. Years to get it.
Exactly.
You don't need to put in every collection.
If you haven't got it by now, you don't want it.
Yeah, it's true.
So, yeah.
They've also got spiked audacious lipsticks. So we saw this sort of, like, blackened colour one before. There's also a beautiful deep red and a nude.
I'm buying them all.
And then we've also got little mini sets. So these come in little spiked boxes. And you can either get, like, a mini bronzer and a highlighter, a mini blush highlighter, or mini blush with a lipstick or two mini lipsticks.
I need them all except the orgasm one.
Yeah, fuck the orgasm one. So there's a...
Sick of their shit.
What's with this fetish theme? Capcom D is doing fetish. These are called little fetishes.
Mm.
No. No. Look, stop it with the fetishes.
It's not a fetish for me. It's just...
It's makeup I put on my face every day. Shut the fuck
up and take my money. All right. Shuamura. Oh, mate.
Yeah.
This is
a take my money situation.
This is beautiful. So we've seen their holiday collection. This is La Maison du Chocolat. Is that correct?
Sure.
That. So it looks like there's potentially going to be two launches of this collection. However, it seems like there might be some conflicting information, so we're not too sure, but...
November.
Yes. November. There we go. Let's go with November. So the first launch, there's two Ganache and Praline eye palettes,
mm-hmm.
a shimmery powder, four Rouge Unlimited lipsticks, and six Rouge Unlimited Supreme Matte
lipsticks. Those Supreme Mattes are great.
I need all of them.
I really like
them. I'm about to add 10 new lipsticks to my collection.
Yeah, but even... So if you look at this marketing image that's got the six, yeah. these would be the mattes.
They would,
You've got a beautiful sort of orangey burnt red. You've got a beautiful nude, a pinky sort of purple, a dark...
Sort of red chocolate.
Yeah. And then like a more blue tone classic red and then like a plum colour. They're gorgeous.
Get out of town. They are fucking beautiful.
The eyeshadow palettes are beautiful.
Are wearable. Yeah. I like them. Very nice. They're also probably, it says they've got an Ultimate Sublime Beauty Cleansing Oil.
Yeah.
Must be in limited edition packaging.
Yeah, it is.
I just haven't seen it yet. There it is. Yeah. Very cute.
So every year they release, like last year was the Mario Brothers collection. Yeah. So, yeah, they do repackage things in limited edition packages. And this is, like, chocolate themed, which is great.
The second launch looks like it's going to contain two creamy dome blushes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not so sure this is a product made for me.
No.
But that's okay. There's two Brow Unlimited. We have a chocolate-topped premium curler.
Yeah.
Stop it. This is a tool.
So this is their eyelash curler, but instead of it being silver, it's like a bronzy colour.
It's so cute.
And it's got a little dangly chocolate keychain. Yeah. So similar to the Mario Brother one last year.
Yes. There's also a train case, one Ganache and Praline brush coffret.
Yeah.
And an Essence Absolue Sea Hair Oil. I want one of everything from this collection. Thank you. Thank you and please.
It's like my two favorite things combined. Makeup and chocolate.
I know.
Just take my
and money. Like Shuamura and chocolate. Like,
yeah, they do. What are you even
doing? What are you doing to me?
They're killing
my money. I know. Stop it.
You're robbers. You're robbing me.
Bang, bang, bang. And I feel like they planned this. They know. They know that we can't help ourselves.
They do. Cheeky bastards.
Yeah.
All right. We've seen some more stuff from the Too Faced holiday collection. Yes. And there is a lot. including...
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Well, I'm going to talk about something else first and then go back to that. But yes, I'm super excited for that too. The Gingerbread Spice Palette. So this is the same format as the Sweet Peach Palette, mm-hmm. same format as the Clover Palette. So it's like their chocolate bar palettes without those big pans.
Yeah.
So they're all even. But some people are loving this. Some people think it's boring. I totally understand both. But I think this is really well thought out. And if those mega shimmer shades are like the chocolate gold.
Yeah, you like them. I know you
I like those. Yeah. I want these. I think the first six look very, very nude, very wearable. The middle two are a bit more fun. You've got the vibrant pink, the matte orange, and then you've got the beautiful sort of
metallics.
And I think I sort of wish that hot toddy was put over there, yeah, with the other metallics. I understand,
yeah.
That annoys me. I want to switch them. But I know a lot of people are interested in this. It will smell like gingerbread, no doubt.
I'm going to buy it. I know I'm going to buy it because at the core of everything, Too Faced have released some of their tin palettes that pissed me off, and I didn't like them as much as I liked previous ones. But at the end of the day, I always kind of come back to it, and I'm like, oh, it's not so bad. Like, I could have been better, but it's not so bad. So I'm going to add it to my collection. I know I will.
Yeah, I'm also going to say that I find that these days, more often than not, they're better than they are bad.
Yeah.
They did have some duds, but I feel like looking back at the whole collection years later, they're generally better than they are. Like, there's more good shade, good palettes than there are bad palettes.
Yes.
And also in different lighting, this looks a little bit more fun and vibrant. Those metallics look beautiful.
Crazy. They do. They look beautiful.
And the great thing is that Mecca in Australia regrammed this, so they're getting it.
Yeah.
But we've seen a bunch of other collections, like stuff as well. We've seen those little palettes that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The sugar cookie and also the tickled peach. We've seen them both. They're both, you know, basic.
I want them.
Wearable. You want them all.
Why do I want everything?
I know, you do. We've seen some packs. They've got this peach tinsel, which is sort of like a highlighter, and you get the powder puff sort of thing to apply it.
I don't want that.
I don't want that. You get a lipstick in it, whatever. There's a pack of like little triangle palettes and a little mini mascara. So two eyeshadows and a face palette.
That's going to be one of their ones with their like ornate packaging, because they usually do one each year. And I want it.
But you see that it makes a Christmas tree?
I know, I need it.
It's kind of cute.
I don't understand.
The thing I Christmas really want...
Oh my God.
Oh God. I'm getting this.
I'm getting this. I'm
knocking down the doors for this.
And they're all scented.
I know.
Let's tell them what it is. So it's the smell of Christmas melted matte set, and it contains cinnamon bear, pumpkin spice, hot buttered rum, and sugar cookies. Just
take my money.
Just shush and take my money.
Look, I'm gonna spend a lot of money when this releases in Australia because these are some of my favorite liquid lipstick formulas. Yep. All these shades look like ones I'm going to wear. Yep. I'm so sick of being like, oh, they've chucked in a gloss or a metallic or something I'm not going to wear. All of these I will wear.
I'll wear them
all. They all have different scents. I'm interested. I want them.
They also have two of their gingerbread cookie melted matte and melted matte liquid lipsticks. But it looks like they're in different shades. Is one from last year?
I think it is. I think is that one what of happened? Them's last year's one. Yeah. And they're bringing out a new one
if
to
we
go
get
with
them
it.
At Mecca. I'm buying them as well. I think the only thing that I don't understand out of this. Let's talk about, they've got some Christmas ornaments with Better Than Sex, mascara, and...
they've got a brush set, they've got a little...
duo of the Better Than Sex and the Primer Potion, I think it is. Yeah. No, or is it Hangover RX?
It's Hangover RX.
Okay, cool.
They've also got a little pack of some of their Tutti Frutti minis.
Yeah.
The thing I don't get, a year of great sex.
That's what I don't get either.
Is it mini mascaras? Yes.
I thought maybe they were in different colours.
No.
But they're not. It looks like they're all black and I don't understand it.
No, they're full size.
Okay.
They're full size. $69. If you love that mascara.
Fine.
Okay, fine.
Good.
Interesting.
Yep.
I like all that. That interests me.
Too Faced, you got me. You got me this year. You got me good.
Yeah, in you
the,
did.
In the wallet.
In the pocket. Yeah. In the pocket. Another Too Faced update. Is this our last thing?
Yes, thank God.
So the addition to their Clover collection that we talked about last week is launching on the 12th. So it's already out. And there are three products. So there's the limited edition eyeshadow palette called Pretty Puppy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the one with the six shades in there. There's also the Melted Clover 2, which is the Blushing Peach Melted Matte Liquid Lipstick with the little design on the lid, which is really cute. But there's also the Meat Stuffed Clover, which is a soft toy. So it has launched in the US already, and they're donating $150,000 to Best Friends Animal Society. And it's exclusively available to toofaced.com. So, yeah.
Why, you know, international
shipping? International shipping. Get your shit together.
I would buy the liquid lipstick.
Yes, I would too.
I would buy the liquid lipstick to do my part, but...
I would too.
It is time to dedicate this episode to a Beauty News VIP, and this episode is dedicated to Claudia. Thank you so much for supporting us, Claudia. And thank you to everyone who supports Beauty News in whichever way that you support us.
Thank you very much, yes. Claudia. And everyone.
And everyone.
And I thought of emojis. Good. So if you've made it to the end, leave the money
emoji. Because that's going to be us. Very soon.
There's so much stuff I wanted from this episode. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's bad.
I feel like we need to do another one of those makeup wish list videos because...
Actually, yeah, we should. We could do that. That could go up on a Monday. Keep it you guys entertained.
It is something that I definitely... There's a lot that I want.
I need to get my thoughts together.
I know. I need to compose myself.
You know what scares me about it?
Yeah.
It's the fact that it's coming up to Christmas. And at Christmas, I'm like, nobody tells me what to do. I enjoy myself. Yeah. I do whatever I want. Yeah. And then before you know it, I'm going into bankruptcy. All right, guys. Just before we head off, we do have a... Beauty News mail unboxing.
Yeah.
So subscriber mail that has gone up on Not Beauty News. So if you would like to see that, you can find it up here and down in the description box and all over, probably somewhere on the screen. So go check that out if you would like to. Give this video a thumbs up if you enjoyed it. And we will see you in the next one. Thanks for watching, guys.
Bye.
Bye. My truth.
My truth is I'm going to spend so much money.
My truth is I need to buy all of the Too Faced things.